How do you guys feel about that new Disney streaming service?
Oh, let's talk about money.
What is that?
It's essentially like Disney's getting into the streaming business, like what Netflix is doing, with like a bunch of original shows and stuff like
My thing is, why can't they just all have everything on Netflix?
Exactly.
Because Disney likes money.
I think that's super lame. Like, so they pull stuff from Netflix so they can put it on their own
thing. The only thing
so
they like more than money is exclusivity.
So here's the thing. Like,
Disney does not share at all.
Disney has such a ginormous library of content. They can justify having their own streaming.
Oh, yeah.
Because
now
they've been paying everyone else to stream their stuff. But now they'll be like, wait, let's spend that money on our own streaming service. And they're going to bundle Hulu.
Well, Hulu is nothing. Hulu has like nothing.
But correct.
Hulu is bundled with like Spotify and like every other service that costs money on the internet.
Hulu has a lot, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Like free trial
Hulu's
from Hulu.
Cool. Scott,
it's been, like, six
here's
months.
The deal.
Hulu's,
watches
Hulu's cool. I watch my anime on Hulu.
I don't have. No, I've actually
it's
don't
more
have
TV
Hulu.
Shows than movies.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd have to.
No,
like,
their
Netflix
movie,
is
their
more
movie
about
selection
movies.
Is garbage.
It's really garbage.
But it's like, it's essentially what Netflix is to movies is what Hulu is for like TV shows.
Exactly.
I would
like current TV shows.
Current TV shows. Like, yeah, there was an anime I was watching, and then like it would air on TV and then it would come out like the next day on Hulu.
Nice.
So you could watch it like live. You didn't have to wait for the whole thing to come out like Netflix.
That's amazing. So here's the thing. Here's the deal breaker. The two deal breakers for me in this Disney Plus deal is it's gonna be bundled with Hulu and ESPN Plus. So I can watch, like, I don't have cable at home, but I can watch it for $12.99 a month and I'll get Disney Plus and Hulu.
But that's $12.99 on top of everything else.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but you're getting three whole services for $12.99.
You're getting one and a half services.
Well,
or two and a half, I should say.
And they're going to have, like, original content, like The Mandalorian and other... The Star Trek people in this room are confused.
I have no idea.
Star Trek is on Netflix.
You know Boba Fett?
Yep.
You know Boba Fett? Star Wars,
yeah, with the jetpack and the cool helmet. So he's a man. They're like a race of.
Yeah. He's a Mandalorian.
DeLorean is the kind of car that's in Back to the Future.
In Back to the Future, I know what that is.
Nerds, man. Golly,
we're different kind of nerds.
Different kind, different camps of nerds.
different camps.
We could reside in
Isn't
peace.
we can all agree on Doctor Who, right?
I mean, find it so funny how Boba Fett kept getting eaten. Eight.
Got eight.
Eaten.
7, 8, 9.
Eaten.
He kept getting eaten
6, 7, 8
by the Sarlacc pit.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
and it's a pit in the desert, and he keeps falling into it canonically. He felt like he's fallen like 9 times.
Yeah, how do you fall in the same like, hole in the same spot
times?
He's a universe.
He's the toughest bounty hunter, but he keeps falling into that hole.
You would think after the look at it this way, even if he, you would think after the fourth time, he would know not to do that. But then he falls in 5 more times.
He's like, not again.
He's like, come on.
Oops.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Like, by like the 8th time, he's like, like it's like a minor annoyance at that time. Get off.
Like, come on. I'm going to be late.
You guys know what the Sarlacc pit is?
No idea. But okay.
I'm honestly not even a big Star Wars fan.
Let's talk about Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Okay.
We've done this in the past.
We have?
This has been
on the show?
Topic in the past.
On the show?
No. Yeah, I think
it has. Okay, never mind.
I mean, we could do it now. Let's do it.
Whoa. Melissa, sit down.
Stay.
That's Paul McCartney's guitar. No! What are you doing?
Julian, put the phaser down, please. I'm sure we can have a civil discussion about this.
Yeah, I can't do that.
My friend Robert, if you're listening, he's a biggest Star Wars fan. He's a biggest Star Trek fan. He has models, different Star Trek Enterprise ships throughout the different shows all over his house. Die-cast metal. Robert, if you're listening, thank you for everything you've done
for doing that.
He has even an Enterprise model of... what was that show, Enterprise? That was like before...
That was like
it was like before.
Just recent, but it was like set before.
Yes. So
Enterprise.
Apparently there was never season 5 or something like that.
I don't know. I never watched that one. Actually,
he has the model ship of that season if it was going to air.
Step your game up, Julian. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
I still have not finished
showing me. His collection is amazing. He has a giant Borg cube that lights
That's
up.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I want one.
Yeah.
Okay, if you could have one piece of home decor based on anything from either Star Wars or Star Trek, what would it be? Like, imagine that Borg cube, but it's like a chandelier. It's like a giant Borg cube that lights up your house.
Man. Just like Data as a lamp.
just like
not really.
I would want the front facing part of my fridge would be Han Solo in the carbonite.
Oh man!
Like just the whole front facing of it. Yeah.
I would like I mean, it's a small thing, but probably like the doorbell to your house be like the Federation symbol. Absolutely. That's from.
That's from Deep Space 7.
That's from Deep Space 20.
Close. Yeah. Mine it's is acceptable.
Seven. Seven of nine from Voyager.
Love how diplomatic Julian is when it comes to Star Trek. Julian really embodies the diplomacy of Star Trek.
Yes.
He just wants there to be peace and prosperity among all.
Which planet would you live on if you were in the Star Trek universe?
Vulcan.
The Vulcans are cool.
Vulcan. Because
yes.
I'm emotionally detached from everything.
I mean, so. They have emotions, but they have to meditate a lot.
They control them very
you're
much.
Right.
Yeah.
They
no, she's right.
They're not
she's
as
right.
open. You're right. They're not as open with their emotions.
But they have like stronger emotions even than humans, apparently, according to the
lore.
Yeah, the lore.
To the canon.
Speaking of lore, Data's brother. Anyway.
Wait, Data's brother's name is Lore?
Yep.
Oh, Lore was supposed to be better than...
That's what Lore wanted him to think.
I know.
Yeah.
He was mean.
Oh, wait. How far did you get?
I watched the episode already.
Okay.
Yeah, he was Anecdote. Mean.
Your favorite Star Trek character? One. You had to pick one.
The lizard guy that Kirk fought. Not Kirk.
The one
the
in
lizard.
One episode.
Picard, I guess. I don't know.
Data, because he's the one who's going to like live for like... ever after.
Okay. What is Data's official rank?
Lieutenant Commander.
I knew that.
That's one of the only pieces of like intricate knowledge that I know. I know all the basic. Okay, I got one for Julian. What is one Star Trek character whose existence infuriates you? Like, why are you
Ooh.
Even a character on the show?
Ooh.
Like, who invited you?
Okay.
I just want to hear Julian rant about Star Trek. I could listen to that all day.
J.J. Abrams.
Take it by series.
Wow.
Take it by series.
To anyone who doesn't know, he is the director of the Star Trek movies. The recent ones, but go ahead.
He didn't direct Beyond, did he? No, he didn't direct Beyond.
Well, he directed the first one, correct?
No, he did not direct
he
Beyond.
He directed the first two.
The first two, yeah.
How about it's Riker? Pretty. You hate Riker?
I don't mind Riker.
The little
Riker.
Kid? Is that the little kid?
No, that's Wesley.
Wesley. Snipe. Crusher, is it? Was it
Crusher, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. How about him? How do you feel about him?
He's fine. He's okay. good. Yeah, I like him. Do you hate him?
No, I'm just,
okay.
just fishing
A lot of
for
people
opinions.
Do. Yeah.
What do you think of Seven of Nine?
I like Seven of Nine.
Me too. Voyager is the only Star Trek that I have an attachment to because that's the only one I actually watched growing up.
So,
Danny, if you're
Voyager
listening,
is my favorite by far.
Voyager, really?
Yes.
With Captain Janeway, the first female.
Yep.
Captain.
I watched it probably four times through solid. Maybe tried to go through it five times.
The holographic doctor who
I love him a lot.
He's awesome. Didn't he have a crush on Seven of Nine?
Yes. I'm still stuck on this. I don't know what character I would. What's the guy's name from that movie I hated, Scott?
Which one?
Chris Pine.
Which one?
The one, the Star Trek one I hated.
You hate all of them.
Yeah, I know, but the most hated one.
The most hated one?
Yeah.
Wasn't the third one your most hated one?
Oh.
Beyond?
My second most hated one, I'm sorry.
The Into Darkness? The one that was like Wrath of Khan?
Yeah, Khan. In that
like
movie.
Khan himself?
I hate Khan.
But you didn't like Benedict Cumberbatch as Khan? Really?
Completely, yeah.
Elaborate.
I just hated his character so much.
Well, answer me this. What do you think were the most stark differences between Benedict Cumberbatch's Khan and then Khan from the original Wrath of Khan?
Oh, I watched the original one. That Khan was
it?
Just like...
Was he as conniving?
Like, he was really, like, power... His, like, everything was about power about him.
Power hungry?
Yeah. And then his wife died and he went crazy.
Oh, so he was crazy before that or after?
He was crazy before both times. Yeah.
Oh,
pop
okay.
quiz. What's Khan's full name?
Oh, Khan Man.
Khan Man.
Khan Noonien Singh.
Genghis Khan.
Why Noonien?
I don't know.
Like Noonien Song?
I'm assuming. Because I only remember that because old Spock says that in the movie. When young Spock talks to old Spock, he's like, in your travels, did you ever encounter a man named Khan? He's like, whoo boy, let me tell you. He's like, oh, if I tell you anything about your past, fade away, like Back to the Future.
Oh,
no.
That's
like
with Zachary Quinto,
yeah.
Quinto and Leonard Nimoy.
Yes.
Before he died.
Okay. Great scene.
Okay. I remember.
He's
that.
Like, I made a vow never to tell you anything about your future. He's like, that being said, and then he says, Khan Noonien Singh was the most dangerous adversary that the Enterprise ever faced.
But he did end up dying with the Genesis device, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did
I remember.
He? Who?
Did he? Khan, right?
He was
right?
refrozen. Right. They froze him in the movie?
In the original series.
I don't remember.
TOS.
I do not remember.
He used a Genesis device. Spock died.
What?
Khan died.
Spock
too.
Died?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, my baby died at one
you know
point,
the,
but he came back to life.
You don't know that iconic yell when Kirk's like, Khan! That's what happened. Spock died.
Oh!
And in the movie, they flipped it in the movie. Because alternate timelines.
Yeah, because stupidity.
Thank you,
I still remember that whole
storytelling
when they were first talking about that. It's like, oh, we flew through a giant wormhole in space. Therefore, one random event somewhere else in the universe changes
everything in the universe.
Everything in the universe.
But aren't the movies like parallel timelines?
Who cares?
J.J. Abram cares. I hadn't seen Beyond and Into Darkness. I never saw those.
Beyond was not good.
Yeah, Beyond was...
I like that Anton Yelchin had a bigger role in Beyond than he did in any of the other two.
I have no idea who that is.
Chekhov, the guy who played Chekhov.
Oh!
Still have no idea who that is.
He had a lot bigger... The one who died.
Yeah, he had a lot bigger role in the third one, which I appreciate because...
I love Chekhov. Cool. I can do that.
Was he the one where he was like, Richter, and he was like counting up?
Enter authorization code 95, Richter 2.
Oh, he's looking for the military vessels.
That's in the original movies, which were good. I like the original movies. I don't like the reboots.
How'd you feel about Generations?
Oh, I like that
The crossover with the Next Gen and TOS?
That was nice.
Well, that's awesome.
I like that one a lot, actually.
Are you excited for the new show?
Super excited for Picard. Did you guys see the trailer for Picard?
I have.
It just, when I saw it, it just like touched my heart. It was so
It's about like life after his Enterprise?
After the Enterprise, yeah.
Yeah. Patrick Stewart was just like, I could use some money. So.
It starts out and it's Picard in like a vineyard walking through with grapes.
Like he's like living like a planet-bound life.
I assume he's retired.
That would make sense.
And then probably he gets out of retirement, brought back into something.
Is he...
Therefore, plus storylines.
Does he still have pangs of being a Borg?
Probably. I don't think that ever went away. Oh.
But it's okay. Spoils.
He got assimilated into a Borg, for anyone listening who...
That's a big spoiler.
That's pretty common knowledge.
I haven't gotten there yet. The last episode I remember of Next Generation is Wesley like falls in love with this like girl, but she ends up being like a being of light.
Well, she turns into a beast and then she becomes a beam of light.
But she was like beam of light in the first place. Yeah, but then he was he still loved her. And I don't remember what I watched after that because it was all blur. You know, things tend to happen.
Okay, rapid fire. Favorite Pixar movie? Go, Alvin.
Ratatouille, hands down.
Rylan.
Oh my God.
Go.
Toy Story 1.
Scott.
Toy Story 1 also.
I honestly don't know what is Pixar and what isn't.
Just name something.
It.
The Incredibles.
That counts.
I'm going to say up.
Mine is Wall-E, so, yep.
Wall-E.
Wall-E.
Love him.
Okay.
I was about to say Ariel, like the Little Mermaid. Pixar.
Disney.
Favorite Disney movie. Favorite Disney original animated movie. Speed round. Go.
Excuse me, stress.
Treasure Planet.
That counts. That is a Disney
movie.
Treasure Planet slept
on. That's what it... I'm sorry for yelling into the mic. I remember one of the topics was underrated movies.
Oh, Treasure Planet?
Treasure Planet is criminally underrated.
I agree. I agree 100%.
You know what's another underrated movie?
What's that?
Sky High.
I love that
movie. That's not underrated. It's just from a different generation. Because it was from a different generation. Yeah. People who grew up watching Disney Channel original movies know that movie.
I love Sky High. Who knows Sky High?
I think Sky High is Disney, yeah.
No way. Hold on. I'm about to look this up.
Google search.
I don't think it's Disney.
I'm the resident Google searcher.
Okay, sweet.
I have no idea. But I like that movie.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, obvious answer is Lion King, but Treasure Planet.
Underrated?
Oh, wait. You said underrated? No.
Underrated movie.
He said favorite. What is your favorite?
Favorite, yeah.
My favorite is Treasure Planet because it's so underrated.
Treasure Planet? I don't think I've ever seen it.
You're the reason why Disney is going bankrupt.
I'm
right
sorry.
Because you don't have Disney Plus. It was produced by Walt Disney Pictures.
Oh.
Okay, so Scott, what's your favorite animated movie?
Disney animated movie is Lion King.
Okay.
Animated movie in general, it's a tie between Lion King and probably Balto.
Never seen it.
Balto is good.
I heard Bolt. Did you say Bolt?
No, I did not say Bolt because that movie doesn't deserve to exist.
Oh, does Ralph Break the Internet count?
That's a really good movie. Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
There were moments in the movie I was like, I'm not crying.
It was a good story. I was like really surprised.
And like the pop culture references and Disney references.
And the commentary that it did about all that.
It was perfectly paced too, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember, and it was a Disney Channel movie like back in the day.
Does it jump in?
No, but that movie's great.
I remember you being hooked on that
Anyways,
movie.
So it's Tyra Banks. She's a doll. And it's
Life size.
She comes to life and she's like her best friend.
Whoa. That's
like, that's my dream.
That sounds like a horror movie.
It kind of was back then.
I mean, yay.
That's completely unrealistic. And I'd appreciate it if we stopped talking.
There's a lot of underrated movies. What are some good? I like that topic.
Treasure Planet was... I'll just leave.
Treasure Planet is based on real life events.
It's a documentary. Oh, okay.
It is. It is. So we are at the 60-minute mark.
We are at the 60-minute mark.
You want to take five so we can all hydrate and cool down a little bit?
Yeah, so this has been Oddcast. I don't know. Whatever. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. What a great ending, right? Yeah. So, anyway, check out our next voicemail story right now.
Scott, hey, buddy. So, I have a great investment opportunity for you. It involves, don't ask how, but it involves one liver, and I already gave up mine. So, I was wondering if you could let me borrow yours. Crazy, I know, right? But I'll give it back after I use it. Again, the less you know, the better. But yeah, I've already asked Julian, but he didn't want to give me his liver, like a bad friend, whatever. So yeah, just give me a liver, man.
Hey Scott, it's me, Pete. I don't know if you talked to Alvin, but he owes me $35,000, and I told him he needs to get it to me by the end of the day. So I don't know if you heard from him or you've seen him. Just let me know if you hear from him.
This is Administrator Linda Cathy from Arnaldo Hospital, and we have some dude who's asking for your liver, some type of $35,000. These kids, they're crazy. I mean, I get them a couple times a week. Like, anyways, I'm just here to let you know the situation about the transporting of the liver. So, if you can get back to me, we can clear things up. Are you going to donate? Because we can suit you up right now. anyways, give me a call back. Same number. Thanks.
Okay, Scott, listen to me, bro. Pete is on my back about a debt I can't pay. I'm going to offer him a liver, but he's being picky. He's like, no, it has to be two kidneys. I'm like, no, let's make it one liver. Why can't it be two kidneys? He's insane. He's a crazy one, not me, okay? Call me back.
Hey, Scott, did you know Alvin can speak Swahili? Yeah. Yeah, me neither. So there's a lot you don't know about him. Call me... just call me back.
Yo, Alvin, what it do, baby? I didn't get a chance to listen to your voice message, but I have 47 missed calls from you, which I know means that you're down to party.